Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
So now it's time for me to hop in the guinea pig cage, as I've been saying this week. We've been looking at glass half full and glass half empty people, pessimistic versus optimistic thinking, with our human condition guru, Lynn Worslin. She reckons she can figure out where we sit on this scale. And as you listen in, see where you fit in the scale, how you're able to juggle all this. Lynn, I guess I'm still able to say welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's always good to be here.
Yeah, well, we'll see in about 20 minutes' time. First, for those who've not caught all of our conversations, where have we been covering over the last couple of weeks?
Okay, over the last 2 weeks, we've looked at some of the initial studies which led researchers to actually study the difference between those who've got learned helplessness and those who don't. Now, the cognitive therapy mob, they studied the pessimists and they worked with how to stop the pessimistic thoughts.
Yes.
The positive therapy mob studied the optimists and they went to work out how they stayed that way. So each set of research leads us to some sort of similar conclusions, but each set of research actually feeds into very different types of therapy techniques.
Yes.
Now, over the last 2 weeks, we've also looked at the thinking patterns of pessimistic and optimistic people, and I'll go over them really quickly just to remind us for those who didn't hear the last two segments. And so the first thing we thought we looked at was that pessimists think that when something bad happens, that it's permanent, and they use words like always, never, and can't, and they use those words to code the situation in their brain.
And it's quite habitual.
Yes. And when something good happens for the pessimist, they imply that it's temporary and it won't last long, and so they use words like sometimes or at the moment or this is a once-off or it was a lucky break, just to code the situation.
Yes.
Now, pessimists also think that when something bad happens, that it's global. And they use words like everything or everyone to code the situation.
And always, yes.
Yep. And this small bad thing happens, and if it's coded as everywhere and everyone and everything's going wrong, then basically means, you know, there's no chance of change.
Yes.
But when something good happens, they say it's a specific reason for the good thing, so it can't happen again. They use words like, oh, you know, this good thing happened because of that to code the situation.
Yes.
Or they might say it was just lucky.
Okay.
Now, the pessimists also think that when something bad happens, that it's because of me. And they blame themselves for things. And they take it on board that only bad things will happen to me. And when something good happens, they say it's because of someone else.
Yeah.
Now.
So that's the pessimist. I'm wallowing in pessimism here.
Yes, it's
Tell me sad. What the optimists are like. Lift me.
Okay. So the optimists think in the opposite direction.
Yes.
And interestingly, when you follow the optimist's line of thinking, it's got more momentum to it and it's quite a different effect in behaviour. So the optimists think that when something bad happens, so they can have bad things as well, that it's actually temporary. It won't last long and it won't happen again. So they use words like, oh, this is sometimes, occasionally, this is a one-off sort of thing. So they use that to code the bad situation. But when something good happens, they say it's permanent. They use words like, oh, this is typical, oh, back to normal. Or they usually use those situations to actually say this is normally good. The optimists also think that when something bad happens, that it's specific.
Yes.
So they're more likely to break the bad situation down into parts and work out what went wrong.
Hmm.
They would use words like the bad thing occurred because this reason or this other thing happened and then therefore I need to fix that.
Yep.
And then something good happens, they say, oh, it's global. And they use words like, oh, everywhere and everyone, everything's going well to regard the good situation.
Yes.
The last thing is that optimists would also think that when something bad happens, it's because of other factors. And
okay,
they would use words like, oh, it's because of something else, or there's a whole team that's changed, or other people caused this, or other factors caused this situation. But when something good happens, the optimist would actually say they contributed to it. They were the ones that made a difference, and they'd congratulate themselves for the effort.
Regardless of whether they did, maybe.
But now, while the optimist sounds like they're blowing their own trumpet, it's actually important to notice that they're responding to both the bad and the good things that happen in a very practical way.
Okay, yes.
So they own the bad situation by working out what went wrong, and they also own the good by reinforcing that the effort was worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
So optimists are much more active and proactive and open to opportunities. Pessimists, on the other hand, are very inactive and they shut down opportunities, and they often feel that putting in the effort is just not worth it because it never seems to make a difference.
It's all going to be bad anyhow.
That's right.
Yes.
Either that, or they make such an enormous amount of effort that seems to be futile and actually makes matters worse. Mm. So they choose options which are doomed for failure, and that just supports their way of thinking.
Yeah. So you talked about therapy last week and talked about practical optimism. Tell us a bit about this.
Okay. I mentioned last week that we'd do some practicing ourselves.
Yes, I know. I've been really looking forward to this.
And I thought that I might use a little bit of a game that we use with the kids in the Bright Thinking
program. I like playing games, yes.
We run that in the Resilience Centre.
Yep.
So we also use techniques in the adult groups that we run too. So I thought I'd give you guys a bit of a tester. And now Kate's come in.
Here she is. This is dangerous.
And I thought that we'd play a game. So what I'm going to do, I'll give you an envelope with some brief scenarios in.
Okay.
And you're going to pick one out.
Kate the Great is my great producer. And she's the one who everyone talks to when they call up, just in case she needs a formal introduction.
Oh, thank
Hello,
you. Hi.
Behave. Yes, okay. What are we doing?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an envelope, and you're going to open the envelope and take out a scenario.
Okay.
And when you take out the scenario, I then going to get you to choose my right or my left hand. And in my right hand or my left hand, I don't know which one, will be optimistic thinking or pessimistic thinking. So whatever you get, Lee, first, Kate gets the second pitch, and then we can take turns, okay?
I get second.
Well, seeing it's ladies first, she can read the first scenario.
Okay, so take the first scenario out.
Okay, so you get into the office first and discover that all the lights have been left on and the coffee cups are still on the desk and kitchen area is a mess. You have to clean it all up before you start working.
Okay, Lee, right or left hand?
Right.
Okay, that's optimistic.
Oh, good.
So remember,
well, I could think, I guess they left in a hurry or there was a great deal of work they had to do that day. See, I struggled to come up with this.
Yeah.
I'm instinctively thinking, well, that's hopeless.
So straight away you said they left in a hurry.
Yeah.
So first of all, you gave the problem, the thing that went wrong, was because of somebody else or some other factor.
Yeah.
So that was optimistic. Secondly, you said what was the second bit?
Well, they might have had a good excuse for it.
Yes. So you're thinking there may be something specific that went wrong that caused that.
Yeah.
Okay. Kate, now you have to be pessimistic.
Well, that's not very hard. I'll be quiet. I could see him laughing over there. I would probably try and think of who I think did it. So I'd be like, it's probably this person. Or I would also think I'm going to go send an angry email.
Okay.
I can't believe they're so lazy and left this whole mess.
I'll tell you what, I've seen a few of them.
So Kate's jumping straight to the blame and shame.
Yes.
Okay. So pessimistic thinking, pessimists would actually go, this always happens to me.
Yes.
And so they go out to attack people because it's always happening to them. So you're pretty close, but you'd be using words like always happens to me. This never, I can never get out of this.
Of course this happens to me.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay,
okay,
next one.
Second scenario. I've phoned a friend and they tell me that they can't make it out tonight because they're going to a party with one of my other friends. That's nice. So I've been officially dogged.
Right or left hand, Kate's first. Right or left hand?
Right.
Okay, you can be, optimistic.
Oh, go
on.
Okay,
be
optimistic.
So they can't make it out to my party tonight, is that right?
Yeah. And they're going out with one of your friends.
Yeah, they're going out with one of your friends.
Optimistic. I would just say, maybe they found out about the other thing first. I'm sure I can see them another time. We can catch up anytime.
Okay, again, you're thinking something bad happened and it's not necessarily because of you. You're actually looking at there's other factors, so you're attributing it to other things, and it's temporary. Mm. It's not going to last long. Okay, Lee, now you're pessimistic about this
one. Well, I think it's hopeless. I'd use your word. I'd say they always do this. It will be conditioned, though, by how many times this has happened before.
Yeah.
If this is a once, out of the blue kind of thing, you might be inclined to be more optimistic like Kate, but I think, well, that's a bit rude.
Hmm.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Well,
So unless I'm prepared to give them a bit of slack and say, oh, there must be a good reason for that.
Yes. Now, there must be a good reason for that is what the optimist is going. Yes. The pessimist would say.
Always happens.
Always happens.
Hopeless,
to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Next scenario.
Okay. You organise a group of friends to go away for the weekend and three of them pull out at the last minute.
Okay. Right or left hand, okay. Lee?
Right.
Pessimistic.
Okay. So say it again.
So you're going away with a group of friends and three of them pull out at the last minute.
Well, again, it's conditioned by how much this has happened before. But if it has happened before, I think, again, hopeless. Why have they dogged me on this one again?
Yeah. Again. So again, you're implying that it's permanent.
Yeah, yeah.
They dogged me. It's all about me.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if it is repetitive, and I suppose this is one of my questions, at the heart of this, how can I react more optimistically or maybe...
Okay, now if you were a true pessimist, it would be repetitive.
Regardless of whether it was.
Well, if you were a true pessimist, one is if people would avoid you.
Yeah, oh yes, okay.
Okay.
That'd be right. Yeah, yeah.
And also because if you're a true pessimist, you'd be looking for situations to actually support your cause. Yeah. So you'd say, oh yeah, there's another one, there's another one, there's another one. See, proves what's happened.
Okay. Kate?
So, yeah. Kate, let's now you're the optimist on this one. You've organised a group of friends.
I would say I can still have a great time without them. It's going to be lovely. We're going away for a weekend. There's nothing to be upset about. You know, I'm sure there's a great reason.
Ah, now she's looking at the glass half full. Okay, yes. Let's try and be optimistic in the negative. This is the hard part. So think again. You're thinking this bad thing's happened. You're probably going to be lumped with money here. That, you know, you paid for the weekend, the bad things happened. How, rather than think of how you're going to take an opportunity out of it, how are you going to code the bad thing but in an optimistic way? Mm. So you're going to use a temporary, a specific reason for it, and it's because of other factors.
I don't know. Maybe that, I don't know, in the past they've done nice things for me so I don't have to worry about it this time.
Yep.
And
yep.
They are good friends at the end of the day.
Yep.
Maybe something like that.
Okay, that's actually how you would go. Okay. Beautiful. Doing very well.
Yeah, could I ask this? I wonder whether, could I say this? Flushing me out, I responded when I saw these questions initially, pessimistically to every one of them. So that kind of, and my excuse is 40 years of broadcast journalism.
Ah, hello.
So that's my excuse.
Okay, but not until you got to hope, of course. And that's much more optimistic.
Oh, always looking up. But does it feel like therapy, this is therapy more than just a game? How do you do this in therapy
then? Okay, well, what we've been doing is just practicing some techniques. And we do that in therapy, but we do that in groups like we've just been doing. But when it's in therapy, we actually use much more personal situations. So if you came in, Lee, I would work with your personal situation and then perhaps challenge how you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I'd ask you again to code it again in a different way. Or I'd code it and see what the reaction was.
Yeah.
So most of the time, we're pretty blind to the thinking patterns that we've got. And until someone points it out to us, you can't really work very well until you've actually seen that.
One last quick question. How does this relate to our Christian experience? Does it much?
I think throughout the Bible, we're constantly challenged to change our thinking.
Okay.
And to gather the perspective of other people. Jesus is the master of seeing into other people's hearts and knowing the way to challenge them. So as Christians, we're told to be transformed in our thinking and our behavior and our whole lives, but this transformation comes through the Holy Spirit. But the cool thing about being a Christian is that the Holy Spirit can use our everyday interactions to challenge us to be transformed.
Yes.
And I actually believe that the Bible preaches optimism. To be open to new and challenging experiences and to think of possibilities and to call on the Holy Spirit for wisdom.
I should be reading my Bible even more.
Yes.
In that case. I think that's a very good point in that too.
Yeah.
I've thoroughly enjoyed these conversations, if not being outed anyhow.
Yes.
Thank you so much indeed. Thanks, Kate, for coming in.
Thanks,
Kate.
Well done.
Very revealing. Across Australia, this is Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.